Dr. Salmon, we are back in session and pleased to ask you to introduce our guests.
Schools. As a bit of background, based on federal guidelines for each state, Maryland is able to select six public schools for recognition as Maryland Blue Ribbon Schools. These six schools are then nominated to become National Blue Ribbon Schools. So we begin today by announcing the six schools that have been selected as exemplary, high-achieving Maryland Blue Ribbon Schools. The six schools will be honored in numerous tributes and ceremonies in Maryland and will also move on, hopefully, to be named National Blue Ribbon Schools. Each of these schools has gone through a U.S. Department of Ed pre-approval process, and each of these schools is in at least the top 15% of Maryland schools as measured by the percentage of students scoring fours and fives on this year's past PARC assessments in both mathematics and reading English language arts. In addition, all subgroups of students in these six schools have ranked at or above the top 40th percentile in both mathematics and reading English language arts. Five of the schools are elementary and one is middle. In addition to state test scores, these are also schools that emphasize student and teacher collaboration, positive behavior, student mentoring, after-school programs, STEM, the arts, and the programs that help their communities and families in need. They're also successful in involving their parents in instruction and in school activities. So let me introduce these exemplary schools. In a few minutes, we'll take commemorative photos, but I would like to ask each school's entire team to stand when your name is called so you can all take a bow and we can applaud your outstanding achievements. Each of the six schools today is represented by its principal, four teachers, the district superintendent or representative, and members of the local school board of education. In alphabetical order by school district, let's begin with Baltimore County, West Towson Elementary School. And now, Frederick County, Urbana Elementary School. Harford County, Boston Middle School. In Howard County, Waterloo Elementary School. Montgomery County, Bannockburn Elementary School. And also in Montgomery County, Lux Manor Elementary School. Congratulations, and I look forward to doing our Blue Ribbon Tour of Excellence again this year. So now I'm going to turn it over to our Blue Ribbon Schools Director, Dr. Darla Strauss, who will introduce a few additional guests and also lead us through the presentation and photos that are coming up. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Salmon, and thanks to everyone. You can see the support that's here for these Blue Ribbon Schools. Thank you so much for your patience. It's been a busy day today with the State Board. One fact that I just want to add on to Dr. Salmon's introduction is regarding the future of these six Blue Ribbon Schools, and that is it's very, very likely that every one of these six schools, you folks, are going to see a student population increase when people find out that you're a brand new Maryland Blue Ribbon School. I want to introduce a few additional special guests who are here. First of all, I think they're both still here, two terrific friends from the U.S. Department of Education who oversee the National Blue Ribbon Schools program, and that would be the director, Abba Kumi, and her associate, Frances Hopkins. Please stand so we can say thank you for all that you do at a national level. And we have some amazing sponsors, and a couple of them had to leave, but I would just like you to know that what we do in Maryland is really an exemplary job, I'm told, based on Blue Ribbon School programs in other states. We couldn't do it without the sponsors that we have. And several are here with us. So first of all, Susan, I'm going to call your names And at the very end, please stand up so we can applaud you. Susan Brady of Rudolph's, Lisa Gayen and Mary Klein of Joe Corby's Mrs. Fields, Brittany Jones, who I know is here from BGE, Dan Reagan, Tom Flanders are with Life Touch, and Tom Flanders will be taking photographs, so you're definitely going to see him. And we have some people here from Microsoft as well. So one additional brand new partner, which we're very excited about, and that's the U.S. Army. What a great partner! U.S. Army Recruiting Battalion, that's a huge battalion in Fort Meade. And I want to welcome Major John Grossima, Education Specialist Clara Sago, also here, because it's going to be, they'll be working with all six schools. Captain Holmbeck from the Frederick Center, Captain John Rayner from Towson, Falston area, Station Commander Staff Sergeant Albert Lewis from Rockville, Bethesda area, and Sergeant First Class Jondell Romero from Howard County's Fort Meade. Everybody who's helping us, stand up, sponsors, so we can say thank you. Thank you so much. And we're going to present to each of the schools the Maryland Blue Ribbon School of Excellence flag. So we hope that you'll fly that proudly at your school. And also a citation from the State Board of Education and MSDE. And I just want to quickly tell you about what each of the sponsors is bringing to this program. First, I'm going to start with the newest, and that's the U.S. Army. The battalion officers. So these folks have been identified, and there will be more, I believe, to provide tutoring assistance at each of the six Blue Ribbon schools. And this will be, I said we couldn't find anyone, a volunteer more reliable than someone from the Army. So they're going to be coming and hopefully working with students on a weekly basis. And with the generosity of our veteran sponsors and MSDE, each school is going to receive this flag of excellence. They're going to be receiving a monetary award, a tour of excellence. Dr. Salmon has been amazing, commending all the kids, all the students, and all the teachers and other guests that come. It's a full assembly at each school. From smart interactive technologies, they will be given the newest interactive whiteboard. I believe the value of that is over $7,000. So each school will receive that. We'll receive a school celebration party from Joe Corby's Mrs. Fields, a major fabulous, I like to say fabulous, terrific dinner. I sound like Donald Trump. Fabulous dinner in Annapolis on March the 12th. Commemorative photos from Life Touch, and a Comcast red carpet ceremony and production that will honor each school. Each school will also be honored on the floor of the State Senate and the House of Delegates. So there's a great year ahead, and we can now start with our photos. You all ready? You look beautiful and handsome. I want to say thank you to Kelly Manley, who's my assistant, who's really done a huge job when getting today together. We met for several hours upstairs prior to this ceremony at the board. So you're each getting a citation and a flag of excellence. We're going to hand the citation to the principal and the superintendent who's here, if you could receive the flag of excellence for this photo. We would like all the state members to be in this photo, if you're so willing. So if we could, is that okay?
You have a big enough camera.
Well, yeah, we got an expert from Life Touch, and we've done it. So if you could all just line up here, because you look amazing in photos. I mean, what can I say? So when you come up, if President Smarik and Superintendent Salmon, if you could stand in the middle, and you are going to have the principal stand in between you.
Okay.
So you leave a little space. And I'm going to introduce each one. We also will invite the state board, the local board president or representative to be included in the photograph. So we took photos of each school team, all the teachers, prior to this meeting. So we're going to start with a wonderful, wonderful Baltimore County school, West Towson Elementary School. We invite the principal, Susan Hirschfeld, the interim superintendent, Verlita White, the board chair, Ed Gillis, is Ed here? I think so. Community superintendent, Christina Byers, come on up. And let me just tell you a few things about West Towson Elementary. They had park scores with an average of 79% of all students scoring fours and fives in math and English language arts, and that's a pretty nice standard at the fours and fives. The school's Spanish language instruction program reaches all of its students now in grades four and five. It's the school system's first LEED certified school, earning silver level recognition for the building's minimized impact on the environment and focus on health and environmental literacy. Let's give a big round of applause to Baltimore County's West Towson Elementary. And now let's get Frederick County to come on up. Urbana Elementary School. The principal is Tess Blumenthal. The superintendent is here, Dr. Teresa Albin. The district board president, Brad Young, come on up. And in addition to its comprehensive K-5 students, Urbana has an inclusive special education pre-K program, as well as gifted and talented classes in third, fourth, and fifth grades. 70% of all its students scored fours or fives on PARC math and reading English language arts assessments. Urbana is also proud to have a 97.4% attendance rate and a buddy class program where students mentor other students in different grades. Congratulations to Frederick County's Urbana Elementary School. And now let's invite from Harford County, Falston Middle School. The principal is Dr. Anthony Bess. Superintendent is Barbara Canavan. The vice president of the board is Laura Runyon. Come on up. Let me tell you a little bit about Falston. They won the Harford County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge 7 times in the last 9 years. 70% of its students scored fours or fives in math and in English language arts on the PARC assessments. The school supports wellness and collected over $124,000 for the American Heart Association. Student art was showcased in the Harford County Public Schools calendars, the Maryland Treasury Building, and on the governor's holiday trees. Big, wonderful round of applause for Falston Middle School. Congratulations to them. And now, let's welcome from Howard County, Waterloo Elementary School. Go Waterloo. The principal is Sean Martin. The interim superintendent is here, Dr. Michael Moderano. The board chair, Cynthia Valancourt. And community superintendent, Patrick Saunderson, is here, and Frank Eastham. Who's chief of school management. I don't know if everyone can get in there, but let me tell you something about this great new Blue Ribbon School. It's a pre-K-5 school. And Waterloo also houses a regional program for students with emotional disabilities. With a disadvantaged student population of over 45%, the school has a PARC average of 60% of its students scoring fours and fives in math and reading English language arts. Waterloo won 3 consecutive gold awards for its PBIS program, and 14 of its student teams earned top 3 honors in the Rube Goldberg and Safe Racer engineering challenges. Way to go, and congratulations, Waterloo Elementary. So we have now two schools from Montgomery County, so central office people, when you come up there, don't leave. First of all, we want to invite Kate Bradley, who's the principal of the school, and Dr. Henry Johnson, who's chief of staff. There is a board meeting in Montgomery County going on exactly the same time, and so Henry's subbing for the superintendent. Also, Dr. Laverne Kimball, I believe, is here. She's an associate superintendent. Matthew Devan and Dr. Sarah Sergo, directors of school support and improvement. So make your way up. And here are a few words about Bannockburn Elementary School. It was named the top performing elementary school in the state of Maryland for the achievement of fourth grade students in English language arts on the 2017 Park exam. The school also has an overall Park average of over 89% of all its students scoring fours or fives in math and English language arts. In 2016, Bannockburn became a certified green school and has a PTA membership participation rate averaging over 80% each year. That's terrific, and we are very proud of Bannockburn Elementary School. And also here from Montgomery County is Lux Manor Elementary School. The principal is Ryan Forkert. Again, Dr. Henry Johnson and central office folks, if you've gotten up there, stay there. Let me tell you a little bit about Lux Manor. It has a diverse international student population with 26% of students coming from 22 different countries speaking 22 different languages. Lux Manor is also home to unique special education programs accounting for 13% of the school population. Still, with 45% disadvantaged students, the school has an average of over 65% of all students scoring fours and fives on Park tests in math and English language arts. So that's great news. Congratulations, Lux Manor. And as the board, I think we've done it if, as far as photos. So they're coming back to their seat. I want to ask the sponsors who were still able to be here not to leave because we're going to take a photo outside the boardroom of the sponsors and the six blue ribbon principals. So if don't go, we're going to assemble outside by the elevators. This is a wonderful season to give thanks, and I feel that you know, we're bringing cheer and giving thanks today. So thank you to the board. Thank you, Dr. Sam, and I know you're busy. Another big round of applause. I think last year, Dr. Smerick had some closing words, Mr. Smerick, so I don't know if you want to say anything, but we're done.
Congratulations to all of you. This is so exciting that we get to be part of this and celebrate your great success and all you do for kids every single day. So sincere thanks on behalf of all of us. We really appreciate it.